Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, this is a problem that I think affects many small companies in South Africa. Late payments often cripple small businesses, with cash flow challenges forcing many then to downsize, delay payments to suppliers, or worst case scenario, shut their doors entirely. There's a new study that highlights the scale of this problem and its devastating impact on the country's economic backbone, small and medium enterprises in particular. So let's discuss the issue. How bad is it? And perhaps more importantly, potential solutions and strategic approaches. I'm joined by Colin Timmis, who is country manager at Xero South Africa. Colin, welcome and thank you very much indeed. The current scale then of late payments for small businesses in this country, how bad is it? And do you think it's getting worse?
Yes, it's a massive problem, Jeremy. Small businesses are doing all the work and all the services, providing the products to their clients. And once you've provided a lot of those, you need to make your profit. But of course, you can't make your profit unless people pay you. And so getting those funds into their bank accounts is a critical part of that process of realizing that profit. And it seems to be a growing problem. We've been doing this study for a number of years, looking at the state of small business in South Africa and cash flow, managing accounts receivable, managing debtors, however you like to call them, is still a major problem for small businesses. And there's a number of ways that these small businesses can solve these challenges. And we are seeing some of this take hold in the industry, but it still remains a massive problem and something they really need to focus on.
Let's talk about the solve in just a moment. But the tragedy, I think, in a situation like this is often those small enterprises are afraid to challenge the bigger organization for fear of losing future work.
Yes, 100%. And there is definitely a great onus on larger companies, on governments doing business with smaller businesses to show them that respect for their services. Because of course there is that fear. You know, if you push too hard, what happens to your contract? What happens to your invoices? And so there is a bit of a burden on larger companies to treat these small businesses with a bit more respect, to show them that we value their products and services, and that means paying them on time. When the service is delivered, they don't have the facilities, they don't have the mechanisms that larger companies have, and so we really do need to make sure that once an invoice is received, that it is paid within the desired payment terms.
Colin, is it just inefficiency within a bigger organization that causes the delay, or are there other reasons for letting smaller businesses twist on a string?
Look, I think there are some inefficiencies that cause the delay, but to be honest, sometimes these challenges are actually the result of a lack of financial controls and systems inside the small business. Larger businesses, while sometimes inefficient, do have processes that have to be followed, and so they have to have documentation provided in specific formats. You know, your invoice has got to be prepared professionally and contain all of your information before it's enabled to be paid. You've also got to follow up sometimes. You know, you can't just issue an invoice and not do the following up yourself. And I think a lot of the time small businesses don't pay the right amount of attention to how they issue invoices and what their actual debt collection processes are. And sometimes companies do just take a chance. They just pay the people that are screaming the loudest. And sometimes things do just fall through the cracks. So while there is that responsibility on larger businesses, I'd probably say at the same time, there is a bit of a burden on smaller companies to make sure that they are running their financial affairs in a responsible manner that makes it easy for people to pay them. And that means just having these financial systems in place.
So Colin, are there specific tools or strategies then that SMEs need to deploy to better manage cash flow and then mitigate the risks associated with late payments, as you've outlined to me?
Yeah, look, there's probably two things. One, have a proper financial information system that enables you to issue your invoices and track what happens with the invoice. Software nowadays enables you to not just send an invoice, but you can actually see when somebody has opened the invoice. So if I send you an invoice this afternoon, I know that you've opened it and that you've viewed it. Now, the way that I follow up with you for payment is going to be very different as opposed to another customer who maybe hasn't opened that invoice yet. And so using tools that are, you know, using the latest digital technologies enable you to do that, enables you to refine your debt collection process, and enables you to collect your money a lot quicker. That's probably number one. Find those tools that enable you to have those insights and that level of professionalism. Number two, give your clients options to pay you. You know, being paid cash, being paid by EFT, being paid by credit card are some of the methods that you can collect payments. But why not use an invoicing system that enables your customers to have that choice? choice. If you're on site at a customer, why leave the customer before they've paid you? There are a lot of services where you can deploy credit card and online payment mechanisms directly on your phone while you're even at the customer. That again enables them to pay you immediately rather than having to follow up on those invoices in the days or weeks after the actual service.
It's a very good point that you make, but again, it comes back to having the wherewithal and the courage to do it.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, we live in an age where most of these things that I'm speaking about are available on your mobile phone. You know, there are apps and products that are relatively easy to work with and use, minimal costs. And when it comes to cost as well for some of these tools, I just encourage people to think about the opportunity cost that comes from spending time trying to collect money when business owners should be focused on growing and managing their company. Instead, they're spending their time on debt collection. That's what we call opportunity cost, the cost of lost work done elsewhere. And then, of course, think about the cost of interest and on the debt that you're paying to finance your debtors. So there are some costs for these services, but honestly, it's immaterial when you consider the size of the problem that most small businesses have when it comes to cash flow and how it distracts a company and ultimately cripples it.
And let me add one more to that list. The more time, I guess, you spend chasing debt, it's going to stifle innovation within the company and your ability to grow and progress.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, as the business owner, whether it's you or whether it's your staff or your team, you're not focused on the things that are helping you be productive and efficient. And the other element as well, just to throw another one in, is the damaging relationships that result from having to continuously follow up on a payment. You know, if you're got somebody who owes you money and you're constantly hounding them, it damages the long-term prospects with that customer. So getting these systems set up, unfortunately, a lot of the time, you know, financial systems and debt collection are associated with accounting, which is not something that people are that passionate or interested in. But a lot of the new modern tools are really built for small businesses, enable them to use this level of functionality for what they need, while their accountant can do the sort of boring stuff in the background. But this is one element, cash flow, money management, that is absolutely critical. And I really encourage, you know, small businesses to make sure that they're set up and doing it in the most efficient way.
And not that difficult to do. There is the argument that smaller businesses will talk about the cost of the outlay in terms of the software and then difficulty in understanding it. But I think what you're telling me is that that is easily overcome.
Yeah, it's changed. It's not what it used to be, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. When I started out in the accounting industry, as an example, you know, people came to me because they had no interest in doing accounting, and debt collection invoicing was sort of an element of accounting. So they would abdicate that responsibility to someone like myself. That's completely changed now. The software has evolved to the point where it is engaging for a small business owner. It helps that small business owner understand what's going on in their company. And it's got, you know, it's extremely powerful accounting features, a lot of these tools, but the business owner is not intimidated by the user experience or the user interface. It's very inviting, uses simple terminology and language, and that's what business owners should be looking for. You know, how are you using the tools to really grow your company in a way that doesn't intimidate you?
Good advice as the business year begins. Colin Timmis, I'm going to leave it there. Country Manager Xero South Africa, I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.